February 26, 2024, the sower and the heart. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea, and great crowds gathered about him so that he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood on the beach, and he told them many things in parables, saying, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil. And immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. Matthew 13:1-9. Now Jesus had a way of bringing the normal everyday life into meaningful life-giving teachings. He has an eye that noticed what was useful to the subject at hand. He noticed his surroundings as a springboard for lessons. I want to be like this. He was a sower of sowers. He was always guiding and leading and nurturing with a compassion and love that seems overwhelming at times. Oh, if we could learn to seek the good of men and women like around us like this man. So what can we see from this passage? Well, first, number one, what's a parable? This was Jesus' way of teaching. He would give a story that was intended to hide things from those who didn't have ears to hear, but would teach those who did. You can find other parables through Matthew and also other gospels. We have the popular one of the prodigal son found in Luke 15. Many have heard the one of the Good Samaritan found in Luke 10, and there are more. But the thing about parables was that different people heard the lessons in different ways, depending on the condition of their hearts. It is the same with men and women today. Two people can hear the same message and walk away with two separate attitudes, two separate outcomes. Some hear the message of Christ and think it to be the best news they have ever heard, while others think it to be the dumbest. Now here's a short explanation of the parable. The sower and the seed. You see, the farmer would walk up and down their field and scatter the seed as he went. He is the sower. Jesus is the sower in this parable. He is throwing the seed. The seed would fall in all sorts of places, but the meaning of the seed is that it is the message of the gospel. It is salvation, the good news. Christ is proclaiming that the kingdom has come and that men and women can be made right with God through him. He's here, or there, to seek and save the lost. The soil. Jesus will go on to tell us that the soil is actually the human heart. As Jesus would proclaim the message, and men would either accept or reject it. We also see men showing apathy to the message. This is because of the condition of the heart that receives the message, or the seed. Jesus then goes on to tell us four kinds of soil. This is four ways that men will respond to the message of the gospel. So we have the hard heart, the seed that has fallen along the path and ends up eaten by the birds. This is the guy or girl who walks into a church or has a friend or family member tell them about Christ and salvation and just reject it. Say, no, thank you. Nope, don't want it. They just say, you're crazy. And then they move on. This is described by Jesus as the devil snatching it away. They hear it, takes no root. The devil has snatched it away. Then there is the rootless heart. This is the soil or heart that hears the gospel and says, that's good. But that's all that happens. It doesn't affect their life. It has no root. It can't grow. So when they go on to tell someone that they are Christian now, and that person laughs and says, for real? Are you kidding me? Then they realize that they don't want to be rejected and turn from Christ. They walk away from him. They can't take the pressure of persecution, so they fall away. These people are often categorized as true Christians who have walked away, who knew Christ and then walked away. But this says that there was no root in Christ. They just thought it really nice. This is very popular soil in the church of our day. The man or woman who went up front for an emotional experience only to fall away after the emotion and excitement wears off. This is because they had no root. The lesson in this is that if it is real, then it will last. We shouldn't be so quick to say that a man is saved right off the bat. We are very quick to say, well, we got this many saved. We should wait and see if there are roots. Then we have the split heart. Now, this one's very popular. This is the man or woman who hears the gospel, but can't pay attention too long because the stock market just went down. He can't pay attention too long because his work just called and said they need him. His sports team just called and said they need him. He can't pay attention too long because he needs to motivate his kids to be all-star quarterbacks. You see, thorns are slow growing. They slowly creep up. We must beware, especially in America, because of the comfort and wealth that we have. We must beware of the wealth and the desire to put aside the things of God. The just for now. That's a good saying for a man or a woman with a heart that is splitting. A heart that's being choked by thorns. That's becoming so cluttered, it's becoming choked. Can't breathe. Doesn't last. And then lastly, we have the productive heart. The one we all wish we had. The one that everyone thinks they have at the beginning. But there is the productive heart. They hear, they know, and their whole life changes. Evidence is there for a long period of time. For their whole life. Fruit is growing and the heart has changed. Their attitudes change, their loves change. No one can snatch it. No one can discourage. They face persecution. They can be laughed at, scorned, pushed out, kicked, mocked, anything. They don't have friends and they don't care. The world seems boring now. Everything the world offers is so boring. Jesus is all you need. That's a productive heart. So the final question from these soils, let me mention them again. We have the hard heart. That's the one that's fallen on the path. We have the rootless heart. That's the one that goes in, doesn't have a root. So it blossoms up, but then when they experience something, they fall away. The split heart. This is the one that's cluttered with riches and desires. They can't focus on Christ because they're so worried about other things and they're so worldly interested that everything about Christ is so off to the side. Then we have lastly the productive heart. This is the one that hears, that they embrace it, the fruit is growing, their life has changed, their heart has changed. Those are the soils. So what have you done with the message you have heard? And you have heard the gospel. And if you haven't heard the gospel, ask someone. Do you see change in your life? Or are you relying on a little prayer you prayed with your grandma when you were 9? Is there root? Do you care what people think about you? Are you afraid? Do you want to back out, or have you backed out because some guy named Joe or Jim or Jerry or Jack, anybody with a J, has made fun of you? Have you backed out? Is it not for you anymore? You may not have a root. Is Christ your everything? Or do you love something else? What do you spend your time doing? This parable is one that lays it flat. It's pretty plain, isn't it? How's your heart? That's what we need to ponder. That's what we really need to come to terms with. So think on it. And with this, have a happy Monday.